I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Metaphor is what the gospel is all about. When you read the gospel, always try to keep in mind what I'm reading here has several layers of meaning. It's not just the words I read, but what's underneath them. For Luke and Mark and Matthew and John spent many years being very careful. They didn't just sit down at their computers and write. They thought through what they were saying. And they were actually, the Gospels come out of schools of thought and learning. There's the Markian school for Mark's Gospel, the Matthean school, the Lucan school, and the Johannine school. And all of these schools generated what we have today. What I've read this morning from Luke, Jesus came down with them and stood at a level place. Where Jesus had been before was up in the mountain, and he was praying. And in his prayers and discernment, he called some of the disciples who were with him to become his apostles. And then they came down to a level place. There's meaning for what we did here today in the commissioning of our parish council. For before we read the gospel, we went up into the higher place, into the sanctuary. And they've all these people who today you supported and prayed for, they'd already had discernment and been called by God to give leadership in this congregation. And then we commissioned them. And then they came down and to the level place. And we are now hearing Jesus' words in the level place. For we are all on the level. We're all equal in this ministry. And that's what it meant in the level place. The first time I read this gospel, a long time ago now, I thought to myself, oh, isn't that nice? They found a field. But it was more than that. It was, it might have been a field, but it was really the symbolism that we all share ministry in a level place. And in that level place, Jesus in Luke here gives Luke's version of Jesus' Ten Commandments. For these, the Beatitudes, these are Luke's Beatitudes, and the Beatitudes we most often think about are in Matthew, but these are the commandments. The Beatitudes, don't forget, the Christian church, the early church, and us today saw Jesus as the greater Moses. And so as Moses brought Ten Commandments, he did it twice actually, you'll find it in two different places, there was also two sets of Jesus' commandments, which we call Beatitudes. But they're the commandments. And we often don't think of the Beatitudes as commandments. And we give the commandments a higher place in our minds. But really, Jesus is here calling us to love. And the word blessed really means happy. So blessed and happy are interchangeable words in the reading of the Beatitudes. And happiness was something that was rare for people in Jesus' day. For the people in Jesus' day were ill, without cures. They were oppressed. They were often starving and hungry. Their children would often die of disease. People's length of life on earth after birth was limited. Most people were dead by the age of 40. It's no wonder they started having children when they were 12 and 13. It was a very oppressive life. And add to that the sense that they were outcasted. And those who followed the Christian way were doubly outcasted. We often don't think of this. But think about, they were pariahs in the Jewish community. They were seen to be traitors. They were seen to be not good enough. They felt thrown away by often family members. And on top of that, they were always afraid of the Romans because the Romans would not discern who was Jewish and who wasn't. And so the Romans were always anxious about the Jews starting a revolution. And so you had troops everywhere, and you're always worried. And then you had the higher class of Jews who were linked up arms with the government of the day, who only used their religion as a masquerade, because they weren't really religious. They just pretended to be religious in order to fool the people. And the real people were really oppressed in Jesus' day, the Jewish people. And so you had the Christian group, which, don't forget, all of these Gospels come out of the Christian community, out of the school. You had these people really, really feeling marginalized. And so when Jesus speaks to them about being blessed or being happy, that was an unusual state for these people who were following Jesus and who later formed the church. So it's in that context that this gospel is written. But it was in that same gospel, with a sense of being oppressed, that leaders came forward, the apostles, that Jesus chose them and saw them having equal ministry and giving leadership. And it was in this equal ministry and equal leadership that they also were said, Jesus said to them, you will find happiness. You will find blessing. You will find happiness in following what I've called you to do. And so what have we been called to do? Well, Paul speaks to some of that this morning in our second reading. The reading that Wendy read to us, that we believe in a resurrected Jesus, that we follow God who came incarnate into the world, who taught us the way to walk with God, the way that God calls us to be people of love, reconciliation, but also to be happy and to be joyful, and to know that we are not alone, and to not follow the ways of the world, but to follow the ways of God, to be loving, forgiving, restorative, and generous. That's the way that we've been called to follow. And it's on that level plane that we all share a ministry, and to which today a number of you have been selected through the Holy Spirit to come and give leadership to our congregation as we minister here in Harrison and Agassiz and area. So this is what it's about today. We actually have all participated in one way or another in an act of ministry, an act of being on level ground, called to minister. So we are a ministry and a metaphor of an alive church. And so, in a way, we're all commissioned. We're all commissioned to love, to forgive, and also to be blessed, which means to be happy. And I pray today, as we receive the sacrament, we may live out this calling to be loving and happy and to be blessed and to be empowered to think of those and to reach out to those who are not. May God bless us and be with us as we journey as people of faith. Amen.